Well, time for some nicer news now with sport. Good morning, Warwick.
Good morning, Geraldine.
And in motor racing, an emotional Scott McLaughlin won the Bathurst 1000 by the merest of margins yesterday.
Geraldine, there were tears, there were expletives, followed by the compulsory champagne shower as the 26-year-old met the high levels of expectation and won the race for the first time in his still young career, that winning margin, 0.6 of a second. And that was after he and his co-driver, Alexandra Promat, had vroom-vroomed around Mount Panorama for more than 6 hours. So 0.6 of a second after 6 hours. It was a close one. There were bingles aplenty before McLaughlin and his high-vis red Mustang got the checkered flag. Literally on the smell of an oily rag, not much more than vapours left in his high-octane tank as Shane Van Gisbergen in a Holden loom large in his rear vision mirror on the tent's final lap. Now, the win increases McLaughlin's lead in this year's Supercars Drivers' Championship, but that was secondary yesterday as he fulfilled his ambition to be King of the Mountain. And according to all the reports this morning, he and his team have burned the midnight oil celebrating. And in the Japanese Formula One Grand Prix, which went ahead despite the typhoon, Valtteri Bottas won the race in a Merc, giving that car maker the Constructors' Championship, with Daniel Ricciardo sixth, which is a huge improvement on his usual finishing thing these days. His team would never win the Constructors' Championship. Not a DNF, but a sixth, Geraldine.
Okay. And in netball, disappointment for the Diamonds in the opening game of the Constellation Cup Series against New Zealand.
Geraldine, the Silver Ferns might be missing a star in their version of the Southern Constellation, but they're not short of stars on the football court at the moment. The Australians are losing to New Zealand for the second time in a row. Now, the first of those losses was in the final of the World Cup, and like in that game, the difference was just one goal. The score this time 53-52 after Australia had led by 5 goals at three-quarter time. Now, according to Australian coach Lisa Alexander, the Diamonds' attention to detail was lacking, particularly in the fourth quarter, which also produced a major injury concern for Australia. Caitlin Bassett, arguably her side's best player, certainly in form under the ring, she needed to be replaced by Caitlin Thwaites. And look, the two teams will play again on Wednesday. Hopefully Caitlin Bassett will be fit before then, Geraldine.
And rugby union, and despite the typhoon again, Japan made history overnight, didn't it? While Wales ensured that Australia's next opponent will be England.
It was worth sitting up last night to watch this match between the Japanese and the Scots. It was a frenzy of red and white because that was all the people packed into the stands looking a bit like Where's Wally. The Japanese have been building to this for a long time and they finally cracked the big time qualifying for the quarterfinals of the World Cup for the first time. In the 1980s, they used to play an enthusiastic brand of rugby. It was once described as never say die kamikaze, but these days it's got a great skill set to go with it. And yes, Wales win over Uruguay means Australia will play England in the quarterfinals, Geraldine.
And in Warwick, in football, Western United starts life in the A-League as it would like to continue with a win, Warwick.
Yeah, Geraldine, United officially only came into being in December last year, helped along the way by recruiting, which might be a euphemism for thieving. The coach and 3 players from the team they beat yesterday, Wellington Phoenix, certainly the locals in Wellington were of the thieving view, booing Andy Durante, one of their all-time legends who made the switch across the ditch every time he went near the ball, and letting former coach Mark Rudin know they didn't think much of him either. But it was Bessart Berisher, now up to his third A-League club, who thieved the goal that won the game 1-0. Yesterday, it was also the A-League debut of Robbie Fowler, one of the great names of English football. He was turning out as coach of Brisbane Roar for the first time. He saw drawing 1-1 with Perth Glory, the Roar getting the equaliser to spare some blushes all round, I would have thought, deep in stoppage time through Roy O'Donovan, Geraldine.
And in basketball, the Perth Lynx have taken the early lead in this year's national women's competition.
One from one, you'd always like to start that way. The score 79-62 against the Sydney Flames. Now, the American import Alison Schwagmeyer-Belger comfortably made the jump from the West Australian State League, doing the game-high thing for the Lynx, 21 points and 10 rebounds. The Melbourne Boomers, the Southside Flyers, the Canberra Caps and the Adelaide Lightning, well and truly back from the edge of extinction now, are the other unbeaten teams after just one round. And in the NBL, the new Melbourne side, the Phoenix, remains undefeated after beating Brisbane yesterday, Geraldine.
And in cricket, which we were talking about on Friday, New South Wales beat Queensland outright yesterday, despite failures by Steve Smith and David Warner.
Yeah, look, after scoring 125 in the first innings, Warner was out for a first ball duck and Smith for just 21. But the Blues got home by 5 wickets anyway. There are other 9 other players in the New South Wales side apart from those two, though at times you wouldn't always know that. The Whackers and the Tassie drew in Perth, where the story is the hand injury to Mitch Marsh, who sustained it while punching the wall after he was dismissed for 53. We'll have to wait and see, because everyone's being a little bit secretive about just what happened and how bad the injury is in the West. And the dreadful game at the Junction Oval in Melbourne also ended in a draw on a wicket difficult to discern from the nearby St Kilda Road. 1,287 runs for just 12 wickets, with James Patterson, the much-vaunted Australian fast bowler, reduced to bowling off breaks. Cricket Victoria doing the game and this competition the greatest of disservices by serving up conditions like this, Geraldine.
Okay. Thank you, Warwick. Talk tomorrow.
Good on you, Geraldine.